Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to, or well, hopefully welcome back to the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. It is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm here as I am every single week with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve, what's up with you, my brother?
Well, first or second week of November means college basketball has started. Deer season's 37 hours away. We're ready to roll.
There you go. As always, man. Well, for our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I get together every Wednesday or maybe Thursday evening to kick some knowledge around about the weekend's slate of NFL and college games. We do our research, analyze trends, coaches, weather, and give you our picks to take to the window. The only catch, as a general rule, we do it as a really shitty job at it. How shitty, you might ask? Well, Uncle Steve, the last 3 weeks, we are 15 out of our 45 picks. That's 33%, which we figured that would be where we were at the beginning of the year, right?
That's par for the course.
That's par for the course. And as our listeners know, you should probably go against our picks. If you would have gone against our picks in the last 45, you'd be 67%, and we all know that is a game when it comes to handicapping. Also, each week, to spice things up a bit, we invite guest pickers to provide some insight and take away some of the boredom of listening to Uncle Steve and I. Tonight's no different. We welcome back guest picker Blake from Kansas City. Blake, how's things going with you?
Howdy, boys. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're ready to rock. The last time I saw you, I think you were on a stage in Cancun. Maybe that was you. I'm not sure, but it just seems like that might have been it.
Could have been anybody.
I do seem to remember that, but I may have joined you but just from the side, right?
That's right.
Yes. All right. Well, we are going to get these picks rolling. Blake, we'll start with you. Where are you going to start us off for the week?
All right. I got a couple college games, both in the SEC. First one, South Carolina up against Florida at home. So just a couple middle of the pack SEC East schools. The Gamecocks have actually been trending up, winning the past five out of their six, while the Gators have dropped two of their last three. But I think that's more of a product of their schedule. I see Florida winning out the rest of the way and making what would be a respectable bowl. And on the other hand, after this weekend, South Carolina has Tennessee and Clemson remaining. So I see them losing both of those. So to me, wisdom says an 8-4 team beats a 6-6 team. And in a game that'll have somewhere between 8 and 10 touchdowns, 8 points is enough for me to go with the Gators at home.
Going with the -8, Florida at home. All right. Steve, where are you at?
Well, just I look back last year for the listeners. Blake was 4-1. So,
ooh, man.
You might want to go with Blake instead of against him.
Hey, there you go. That's good insight. Look at that homework on your legal pad.
Yeah. I think the best part about my picks last year was I picked the World Series exact.
So oh, nice. Yes, yeah. I do remember that. Absolutely. Man.
That was a big win.
Absolutely. All right, Steve, where are you at now?
We're going to go Oklahoma State and Iowa State. This game's down at Stillwater at 2:30. Iowa State's a 1.5-point favorite, and the over-under is 48.5. Oklahoma State is glad to be out of the state of Kansas, where they have been outscored the last 2 weeks, 85-16.
Yikes.
Their quarterback is still questionable. I looked that up today. He hasn't played the last couple weeks, I don't think. Obviously, the defense is in shambles. Iowa State, on the other hand, they've played every game close. Their record, they're kind of like Nebraska last year. They get them within a score, but couldn't close it out. Their quarterback's starting to get a little more comfortable in the system. He's a first-year starter over there, and their defense has been pretty solid. Iowa State's got to win 2 out of 3 to be bowl eligible. So I think Matt Campbell gets this one done. I'm taking Iowa State -1.5.
Very good. I got you locked in, brother. Well, I am going to give my picks a theme this week. I realized I hadn't had a theme week all season. So here we go. I'm going to have teams that have a hangover in salute of the last 3 weeks of the drudgery that I've lived traveling with you to Vegas and then work and continuing on. So I'm going to start with LSU -4 at Arkansas. LSU is rolling into that game for a sleepy 11 a.m. start, coming off a win of a lifetime against Alabama in overtime. Last week, 2 weeks ago, a 25-point thrashing of then number 7 Ole Miss. So they are absolutely in hangover mode. It opened up at 3, LSU a 3-point favorite. It didn't take long to jump to 3.5, and then all of a sudden get through the hook. So this thing's sitting at 4. Arkansas, on the other hand, has a little different hangover. They took a beating to Liberty last week as a 14.5-point favorite. So Arkansas, they've been an underdog 4 times this season, and they've only covered once, and they are 2-3 against the number at home. While LSU may have a hangover from these 2 big wins, they are 6-3 on the season against the number. So I'm going to take the Tigers at -4. All right, Blake, back at you.
Yes, sir. So my next game is Texas A&M at Auburn. Auburn's sitting at 1.5 right now. So both of these teams have been abysmal this season. They can't move the ball. You know, Auburn's got a new head coach, but both of their defenses aren't any good either. Maybe a slight edge to A&M there. And on top of that, neither of these teams have been good against the spread. But to make things worse, Auburn is 0-3 when they are the outright favorite to win.
Ooh.
So on a team that has a brand new head coach, that gives me some pause. And looking back at the past couple of years, A&M has won outright and covered for the past 2 years against Auburn. I think they can continue doing that on Saturday. I'll take A&M by 1.5.
All right. Got you down. Up to you, Steve.
All right. We're going to head to Austin, Texas. We got Texas versus TCU, 6:30 kickoff. 7-65 are the points here. Texas, they've won 4 of 5. Bijan Robinson, one of the top backs in the country, if not the top back in the country. But their defense seems to be leaking a little bit of oil. They've been giving up a lot of points here lately. TCU, on the other hand, thought they were getting a little respect, and little is what they're getting. Max Duggan's, I think, the best dual-threat quarterback in college. But their D's going to give up some points, too. This game's going to come down to turnovers and who can make one stop. I got the over on this game at 65.
Overs. High-scoring game. I could see that happening. Could be there by halftime, maybe.
Let's hope.
Yes. All right. I'm going to go with the Minnesota Gophers. I know, sorry, web designer guy, but you got to put that in there again this year. This week, they are an 18-point favorite against Northwestern. Minnesota's at home. Northwestern has the Nebraska hangover. They have not won since they beat Nebraska in week 1. And now Minnesota beat Nebraska last week, so we shall see if that jinx continues as it has with several teams. Minnesota, as predicted last week against Nebraska, Mo Ibrahim ran all over the Huskers. I suspect he's going to do the same thing against Northwestern's D, that's averaging giving up 200 yards per game on the ground. Northwestern is absolute trash. But this is a place where few are better than Pat Fitzgerald on the road. I looked all the way back to 10 years. In the last 10 years, there's only five programs that have a better number against the spread on the road. He's 62%, 31-19 in the last 10 years. Minnesota wins this game by two scores, but not three, so I'm going to go with the Wildcats, plus 18. How about you, Blake?
That's a lot of research there, Matt.
I do my homework. Steve makes me do that.
There you go. All right. Well, I also have a trend. I'm going to move over to the NFL, and it's kind of the same idea as yours, but the exact opposite. So I'm going to be looking at teams coming off an emotional loss on the road, and they typically underperform the following week. So the first one that I got on this that I'm going to hit is Broncos being plus three against the Titans. So Titans lose Sunday Night Football against Chiefs, and it looks like Tannehill is going to be back for this one, so they at least have that going for them. But the Broncos, really, if they want to salvage anything about their season this year and quiet those boo birds, I think they'll need to pull one off here against a reeling Titans team that's not really as good as their record would suggest. So I'll take the Broncos winning outright. Give me that money line.
Ooh, money line.
Broncos money line.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's an aggressive call, but you know what? I kind of, that Monday Night Football game was quite the letdown to the Titans. So short week, and here we go. All right, Steve, where you at?
We're going to Iowa City for this one. 2:30 kickoff. Iowa versus Wisconsin.
Yes.
Points are 1-35 on this. Both teams won their last two. Wisconsin's starting to pick up the run game. Iowa also may have found a running back in Caleb Johnson, who went for 200 last week, I believe. But neither quarterback has proven why opposing defenses shouldn't put nine guys in the box. Neither one of them were very good. This is an ugly 17-14 game. I'm taking Iowa plus one and under 35.
Oh, sounds like a football game not to watch.
Correct.
Yes. All right. Very good. I'll take your word for that. I am going to go with the Tennessee Volunteers. Big, big hangover. 20.5 point favorite at home against Conference Missouri in conference game. Tennessee, after getting the number one CFP ranking last Tuesday, took an old-fashioned ass-kicking to Georgia. Now they have to stay at home for an 11 a.m. start and try to fight their way back into the playoff hunt. Luckily for Tennessee, however, they are a covering machine this year. They are 7-2 against the number on the season. Missouri is 4-5. And in Knoxville, Tennessee is 5-1. So I don't see any reason why Tennessee doesn't play angry, beat the hell out of Missouri, and try to get a little respect back. So I'm going to take Vols 20.5. Blake?
Yeah, with that Alabama loss, at least they keep their hopes alive too. So yeah,
absolutely, they do. So hey, they got to do it in style from here on out.
That's right. All right, my next game is the Cardinals at the Rams. I've actually seen lots of line movement on this one over the past 10 to 12 hours because looks like Stafford's going to be out with a concussion. But right now, I thought I had it at a 1.5 point favor to the Rams.
That's what I've got.
All right. So last week, LA had their feet just taken out from underneath them in the last minute by some TB12 magic. Yes. So without Stafford, I see that Rams offense struggling to move the ball. And with one of the worst running games in the league, that's going to pile on top of it. The Cardinals, they've been losing games, but they've been at least putting up good points with those. And with James Conner and DeAndre Hopkins getting more involved, I'll take another money line. Even if it is just a small one, I'll take the Cardinals.
There you go. All right.
Do we know who the Rams backup quarterback is?
Ooh.
I have no idea.
That's a trick question.
I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
He's not good, I promise.
Right.
You. Yes. Yeah. All right. Where are you at, Steve? Staying in NFL or college?
No, college. We're going to go another 2:30 kickoff up at the Palouse. Washington State versus Arizona State. Arizona State's 3-6 with no desire to play defense. Their offense is putting up some numbers, but when your defense gives up as much as they do, it's pretty hard. They're 1-3 on the road. Only win is over a very bad Colorado team. Washington State, they're 5-4. They ended a three-game skid last week, but those three losses were to USC, Oregon State, and Utah. So they've got a solid defense. Their offense is okay. But I'm going to take Washington State -7.5 on this one.
Washington State. All right. And I looked up the Rams quarterback, and it is John Wolford, and I still don't know who that is. So,
the Wake Forest alum.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, there we go. He gets his shot.
Steve, who do you think would win a game this year, Colorado or Nebraska?
Whoa. Against each other?
Against each other.
Well, that's a trick question, too, I think.
That is an absolute trick question.
Are we playing it in Kearney, or are we playing it at one of the stadiums?
You can play it in Ireland. Why not?
Definitely Colorado, then.
Yes. I am going to go with I'm going to go with the Spartans. Michigan State is a let's see. They're a 9.5-point favorite. At home versus Rutgers. They are coming off a win over number 16 Illinois in Champaign as a 16.5-point dog last week. They haven't been good against the number this year at 3-6, but neither has Rutgers at 4-5. But I also looked up Mel Tucker. And after a win, he's kind of an emotional coach. And after a win, he is 9-4 against the number. So they also have to win two of their last three to be bowl eligible. I think he rallies the troops, closes out the season in style, and they start with a double-digit win against Rutgers, covering that 9.5. I got Spartans -9.5. Blake?
All right, last game. I am going to go to the Colts at the Raiders, with the Colts being 4.5-point dogs. And, yeah, it's going to be a bad one, but I guess that's why it's at noon. So, yeah, the Raiders are going to be short a couple key players as well, with Darren Waller and Hunter Renfro being moved to IR over the past 24 hours. So, Rams offense is only going to get worse and reliant on their one star, Devontae. Sam Ellinger has 0 NFL touchdowns to his name so far through his first two games. But with Jonathan Taylor coming back, I think he can turn that around, and he's got to earn his new head coach's trust at this point. So hopefully he does and gets that starting spot for the rest of the season at a minimum. So I'm out of money lines. I'll just take the 4.5, but I like the Colts here.
Colts, 4.5. All right. I think we lost Uncle Steve, but
I think so too.
All right. Well,
might have to jump in line. Yep.
Yeah, I will give my pick, and if he jumps back in, we will let him pick. I'm going to go with my single NFL pick of the week. I'm going to go with the Detroit Lions. They have a season-long hangover. They stink, but they're coming off a high after beating their rival Packers last week, which I loved to see. They've got another rivalry matchup this week against the Bears. Bears are a 2.5-point favorite at home. Both teams are absolutely shitty against the spread. Lions 2-6. Bears are 3-6. But on the road, Detroit has yet to cover. So I'm going to just take the Bears at 2.5. They seem to be playing good football right now. I think the Lions win last week was more of a Packers are not a good football team. And so that's how that happened. But all right, Blake, I think we lost Uncle Steve somehow.
Yep.
any parting words for you?
I got one more thing for you.
Ooh, there we go.
So Steve mentioned Bijan being the best running back in the college football.
Yep.
Well, I like Blake Corum to win the Heisman. Ooh,
that is.
So it's a fun little play right now. He's sitting about fifth in the Heisman watch. And he'd be the first running back since Derrick Henry to win and the first non-Alabama running back since Reggie Bush back in 2005.
Man, so, all right.
Yeah. Dude has a great name. I think he's worth the plus 750 that I'm seeing right now. So
I was going to say, get a look good value there right now, because if they run the table, he's sure going to be there for sure.
Yep, so. Yeah, especially if they take out C.J. Stroud. I mean, there's your number one competition. So
that's exactly right. All right, Blake. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I guess you kicked Uncle Steve off, so we'll make sure he's okay.
Yep,
we'll send the cavalry.
I'll see him tomorrow.
So. Very good. All
it'll
right,
be a cold one, hun.
Absolutely. Well, give us a follow on Twitter at PilePix if you aren't on Twitter. Go to our website, steamingpileofpicks.com. You can follow our picks on the season, where we're standing, who to follow, who to fade. And we will close with that. As they say in the investment world, past performance is not always a guarantee of future results. But as they say in the real world, if you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night and good luck.